What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Greek Mythology Short Stories Podcast. I'm your co-host, Shan, and today we'll be continuing on with the myth of Hercules. The myth of Hercules will be split into five parts, and this is part two, which focuses on the hero's first four labors. Last episode, we ended when Hera inflicted Hercules with madness, and the hero receiving word from the Oracle of Delphi, who told the Hercules to serve King Eurystheus for 12 years. Without further ado, let's get into the story. Hercules journeyed to Tiryns, where High King Eurystheus lived, and told him his story. The king was delighted as he basically got a magic genie to serve him for 12 years for free. There was a ferocious lion that terrorized the village of Nemea, and the High King sent Hercules to get rid of the lion as his first labor. When Hercules arrived in Nemea, he tracked down the lion and shot a quiver of golden arrows at it, but he quickly learned that the lion's skin was impenetrable and no weapon could make it bleed. Hercules decided to play smart, so he followed the lion back to its den and devised a plan. The hero used giant boulders to block one entrance of the den and entered through the other. Hercules found the lion soon after, and he raised his bronze club and struck it on its head. After stunning the lion successfully, Hercules used his bare hands to strangle the lion, which soon killed it successfully. The hero then skinned the lion and wore it as his cloak forevermore. When Hercules returned to Tiryns, Eurystheus was so scared by the buff stature and the lion skin he hid inside a pot. The High King sent a herald to tell Hercules his next quest, which was to kill the Hydra. The Hydra was a nine-headed snake monster who had one immortal head. The hero successfully lured the Hydra out of its poisonous swamp habitat with flaming arrows. Hercules then leaped up to chop one of its heads, but little did he know every head he chopped off, two new ones would grow out. Realizing he couldn't do this on his own, Hercules called up his nephew, who helped him to burn every chopped off stump so no new ones would grow. This worked effectively, so obviously something bad had to happen. Hera sent a giant trap to mess with Hercules, but the guy just smashed it under his foot. Soon enough, the Hydra was dead, and Hercules collected the poison from the Hydra's blood as extra juice for his arrows. Hera made the crab and the Hydra both constellations in the sky, which you'll know as Cancer and Hydra. When Hercules got back to Tiryns, High King Eurystheus told the hero that the labor didn't count since his nephew helped him. Hercules got really mad, but he couldn't do anything since he was basically a slave. Eurystheus then sent Hercules to capture the Cerinian hind, which was a sacred deer belonging to Artemis. The deer could run really fast. It could dodge a flying arrow or a thrown spear. Anyway, Eurystheus knew this labor would anger the goddess, and she would probably kill Hercules herself, so that was kind of an evil genius move. Anyway, Hercules spent a year tracking down the deer as it was too fast, but finally he managed to capture it. Before he could even react, Artemis appeared in front of him and was ready to smite the guy. Hercules told Artemis this was part of his labors, and he would release the hind as soon as he brought it to the High King to see. Artemis accepted his explanation and let him go. The High King then sent Hercules to bring him the Oromanthine boar as his fourth labor. Hercules decided to stop at his centaur friend's house. We will go into creatures like centaurs in later seasons. Anyway, the centaur was named Pholus, and he had some real good wine. The wine attracted a bunch of other wild and savage centaurs, so Hercules had to kill them. He shot them all down with his poisonous hydra arrows, and all was well. Except for the fact Pholus the centaur accidentally picked up and dropped one of the poisonous arrows onto his foot and killed himself. Hercules mourned his death, and then continued on with his mission. Using his big brain, Hercules lured the boar into snow to slow it down. Sure enough, Hercules managed to capture it and haul it back to Tiryns. The High King got so scared again, he jumped back into the pot and told Hercules to take it away. That's enough for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode on part 3 of the Myth of Hercules. Follow me on Twitter @shortmyths.